With Diwali just a week away, Delhi is grappling with rising pollution levels, as several areas report an AQI exceeding 300, indicating very poor air quality. Dr. Rajesh Chawla, a senior consultant on respiratory diseases at Indraprastha Apollo Hospital, noted that the city is experiencing respiratory illnesses earlier than usual, which typically peaked in November. He said that as a result of the poor air quality, there is a 10-15% rise in the number of patients suffering from respiratory diseases. This time Delhi is witnessing respiratory illnesses earlier that used to be recorded in November. We are seeing the pollution rising earlier than November this year. Due to this, there is a 10-15% rise in the number of patients suffering from respiratory diseases, Rajesh Chawla said. The rate of infections is also rising. If you want to curb air pollution, then you have to take steps all year round. Due to particulate matter in the air, PM10 and PM2.5, and irritant gases like sulfur dioxide and carbon monoxide, you get watery eyes and cough when you venture outside, he added. He also said that air pollution is a slow poison and can affect children and elders. Air pollution is like slow poison. It affects children in developing age and elders. Action should be taken at a personal, government, and national level. If you want to prevent the effects of air pollution, then using an N95 face mask is essential, he said. The central-run hospital Ram Manohar Lohia has also started running special OPD services for air pollution patients. Dr. Ajit Jindal from the respiratory department said, "Right now we are seeing patients of respiratory, eyes, and skin complaints, major in our OPDs. We have seen the increased number of patients in our chest OPD now, with the vision of our medical superintendent, Dr. Ajay Shukla. We have started this pollution-related illness clinic every Monday from 2 to 4 p.m. Today, we saw patients coming with the cough, sneezing, cold, itching in the throat, watering eyes, and some of the patients with burning in the skin. These are the main symptoms which patients are coming with," he explained. The Commission for Air Quality Management, CEQM, has ordered the implementation of the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAPII, in Delhi NCR on Monday after the overall air quality index dropped to very poor category in the region. It will be effective on October 22, Tuesday. Delhi recorded a daily average air quality index, AQI, of 310, i.e. very poor category on date. As per the daily AQI bulletin provided by the Central Pollution Control Board, CPCB, with Stage 2 of GRAP coming into force, an 11-point action plan is applicable with immediate effect in the entire NCR, in addition to all Stage I actions of GRAP already in force.